Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome, welcome, Shay Renee and friends. This is BYTV Media, and we are live. It is August the 14th. Man, can y'all believe that? It is like already the middle of the month. Seems like August just came in. I don't know if I've lost track of time or what, but I'm tripping about the fact that it's already August 14th, and we are live once again. I had a great day today. Got out. Met some people, and I'm going to be talking about what all I did today, and we're going to go into some other stuff too, and I'm going to play some music tonight, guys. Yep, I'm going to do a little longer show tonight, but I'm actually going to be playing more music tonight, and this is some stuff that's in my playlist, and so as I'm talking about everything, I'm going to interrupt, and we're going to go to some music. And so anyway, let me introduce the crew. Sister Estherine, how you doing?
Well, hello there, children of the Most High. This is Sister Estherine. I am always happy to be here on a Tuesday with you, Shay. Now, you know that. And I'm always happy to be here with you listeners. Now, y'all make sure y'all call in and talk to us because we want to hear from y'all. Okay? I'm tired of talking to Coach Quay and Shay every week. Okay, y'all talk about stuff in chat room, but y'all need to call. I need to hear your voice. Hey, Sister Ring. I'm tired now.
Okay. All right, sister. Well, thank you for that little promotional thing that you just did.
Oh, you're welcome, baby. I feel like I'm a part of this.
Well, you are a part of this. This is us, okay? So I want you to feel like you're a part of it. So definitely promote it, okay?
You got it, baby. You know, I be speaking some wisdom now. People need to hear.
I know. I know. So I thank you for promoting the show.
You're welcome, baby.
All right. Coochie, how are you doing today?
Well, Shay, I am doing glorious today. Yes, I am. It was a beautiful day. We got a little shower. But, you know, rain, it makes the flowers grow. It does. So I always enjoy the rain. It's always great things you can do with the rain.
Okay, Coochie, now. It ain't time for relationship and Coochie news.
Well, you asked me how was my day.
You're right. You got that nook.
You got it, darling. You got it.
I remember that nook. I remember. It's like knock. Okay, all right. Well, welcome. I want to say happy birthday to everybody out there celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday. Guys, there's so much news and trending topics out there. Guys, we got a little politics to talk about. We got some celebrity news to talk about. And so, ladies, are you ready?
Well, of course, baby. You know, I stays ready.
Okay, sister. I know you stays ready. All right. Okay. Well, before we do that, I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to get into the topics, okay? Does that sound good?
Sounds wonderful, baby.
Yes, darling. Sounds great.
Okay. All right. Now, this is We're going to start out with some Drake, God's Plan. I like the title, too, you know, because everything that I do has been God's plan. Even with the radio show, it's been God's plan. Bringing Sister Estherine and the Gooch Queen on board, it's been God's plan, guys. Every day we wake up, it's been God's plan. Everything that I do is God's plan. Everything you do, it's God's plan. We're just playing a role in our own movie. And we're the star of our own movie. And our life has already been written out. We're just playing the role in it. Okay? And so with that little note, here's Drake with God's Plan, and we'll be back right after this. Yes, ladies.
I saw Denzel Washington on TV the other day. He's a real good-looking man. But I remember when me, him, and Wesley Snipes were young back in the 80s. They still got some of their money. I look good. I ain't got nothing, but I look good. It's a good life. It's a good life. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
They wishin' and wishin' and wishin' and wishin' and wishin' on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m.
Anything you guys want in the store is free, so grab whatever you guys want.
I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishin' on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. Don't tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, like, yeah. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. And still
what you
say. Thank God for what's happening right now. It might not be good, but thank God.
I do.
They wishing, they wishing, they wishing, they wishing, they wishing on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, like, yeah, yeah. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing and they wishing on me.
Yeah, that's right. Look, yeah, you got the right idea.
Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey, hey.
She said, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my dad and my mom. I'm
sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me. Turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, nope. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, road, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E.
Oh,
and still,
bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing.
I brought toys for every single kid, so all the kids get toys.
Bad things. It's a lot.
I want you guys to go on a shopping spree on me. You guys can get whatever you want.
They wishing and wishing and wishing on me. Yeah.
What's up? What's up?
$25,000 donation to the school for incentives for the after school program, which we're really excited about.
We're also donating $50,000
to. We're nothing without our mothers, so thank you. You gotta make sure you take care of your mom, too, no matter what you do. That's all we got, you know? Trust me. That's my world, too, you know?
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. That was Drake with God's Plan. How did you ladies like that?
Baby, I loved it. I could just hear the Lord speaking to me as the song was playing. I mean, I heard him. That's his song right there.
Okay, all right. Gucci?
I loved it, darling. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it.
Okay, all right. Well, I wanted to play that song because it kind of goes into what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to do a little politics, and then I'll talk a little bit about the celebrity news that I had. Now, today, you know, we're talking about God's plan. That's why I started out the song. Well, today I got an opportunity to go to the Chamber of Commerce today here in Arkansas. And, you know, I've been into the Memphis politics for the last couple of years. And so, and I've been following the Arkansas politics because they had legalization of marijuana on the ballot for medical marijuana. And so, anyway, I was watching the ballot then to see if it was going to pass, and it did. And so, medical marijuana is now legalized here in the state of Arkansas. Well, for those of you all that follow the show, and you guys have kept up with us for the over the last couple of years. Well, you know, we did a show about legalization of marijuana, and I did that with my co-host then, which was comedian Tyler Craig out of Atlanta, and rap artist Gangsta Pat. And it was a hilarious show. So you can go back and you can re-listen to that show because it was good. We gave a lot of information. We played music and everything, and it was funny. But we actually stated a lot of facts of the benefits of marijuana, medical marijuana, when it comes to legalizing it. And so anyway, Arkansas and several other states, it's been Oregon, Washington, California, and Denver, Colorado, it has it to where it's recreational. It's not just the medical, but it's recreational. So a lot of states are catching on to the legalization of marijuana. Now, I play God's Plan because if you listen to the lyrics, you know, I like to listen to lyrics of songs. He was talking about giving things and donating money. He's a rap artist, okay? So he's making money producing music, but yet he's still giving it to schools and different things like that. Well, a lot of these states that have legalized medical marijuana or recreational marijuana, they are able to do that type of thing. And they're able to raise cop salaries. They're able to give schools more funding and help and not put such a strain on just the taxpayers, because it's generating so much tax dollars to where it's really helping your average working American when it comes to their tax dollars. So they're being able to have more money in their check because of the revenue stream comes from the tax and the revenue of the medical marijuana. And so anyway, they're making millions into billions of dollars with this one industry. And I've been an advocate for marijuana. I was diagnosed with MS and multiple sclerosis in 2003. And so I've been an advocate for marijuana and it being legalized because it was better than the prescription drugs that the doctors wanted to prescribe me, because there's no side effects when it comes to marijuana. And they have it now to where you can get it in pill form, oil, all kinds of ways. And so, you know, you don't necessarily just have to smoke it. But I've been an advocate for years because I live a holistic lifestyle. So, and a lot of the prescription drugs that they have, we know what the opiate addictions have done. It's driven people to heroin. And I tell people all the time, you ain't never seen nobody take an overdose on weed. I never know nobody. And if you know somebody, the number to call in, Coochie, you forgot to give the number. Oh, darling, I forgot. Oh, you're fine. But if you know someone that has OD on weed, marijuana, call 917-889-8224. Because it wasn't straight marijuana if they did. Because marijuana will make you laugh. It'll make you sleepy, and it'll make you hungry. It won't make you rob nobody. It'll make you chill. And matter of fact, I don't even think it'll make you violent. Now, some of these other drugs, they'll do that. You'll rob people. It won't even mess up your skin. Them drugs, some of them drugs out there will mess up your skin. Mess up your teeth, make you think you got bugs in your ears, put holes in your arms, mess up your sinus cavity. I ain't never heard marijuana to do that. And I have done it for a while. So I am a witch. And so we were at this meeting today, and it was a lot of Republican candidates, and you know the ballot is going to be coming up in November. And so I got an opportunity to meet the governor of Arkansas, Governor Asa Hutchinson, the lieutenant governor, Tim Griffin, and several other candidates, and I'm going to let you know their names also so you can pay attention to them on the ballot when it comes to November, and I'm going to have some of them on the radio show so you can get an up-close and personal with them. They were so cool. They really were, and I like to sit and talk to people and kind of get a vibe, you know, before I even talk about them. And so I wrote down some of the things that I liked about what the governor had said today and what he was wanting to do. Now, for you all in Jackson County, and I am a Jackson County native. I was born and raised in Jackson County. And so last time when Governor Hutchinson was running, he did not have a lot of support in Jackson County. Well, I want to ask you all come November to support him. I like the things that he talked about. I really did. And I even asked him about the medical marijuana and stuff. And so he is working on that to where they can go ahead and move forward on that. And so I did like that. But he's actually wanting to help with lowering taxes. And I liked what him and the lieutenant governor had said. is that it's a lot of things that were in place that really are not going to help us move forward. And they wish that they could just get rid of it, but it's a process that they have to go through it. And, you know, you understand the process. It's all political. And so, but the thing about it that I liked is that they didn't even like some of the stuff that was in place prior. And so they're wanting to change some things to kind of release the pressure off your everyday working American when it comes to taxes, even lowering the tax rates here in the state of Arkansas and be more competitive when it comes to the surrounding states that are around Arkansas. Now, he really had a heart for farmers. And, you know, and where I'm from, it's a rural area. That's how I was raised. I mean, that's how we ate. We farmed for a living. And I tell people all the time that, you know, if it gets to the point to where, you know, you can't live nowhere else, well, you know, you can come to Arkansas and you can survive because we are the natural state. So we have good water, we have fertile ground, and a lot of other stuff here in Arkansas because we're the natural state. And so we have a lot of natural resources and minerals and different things like that when it comes to our soil, our fertile, our ground. And so, but he's wanting to, he's talking to people in the technology realm on how he can better serve when it comes to internet and upgrading that to where technology can even be available in rural areas and internet is available. And I mean, you know, with me doing what I do, internet is so important to what I do because I can't do what I do without the internet. And I'm reaching the world through media. And so in order for me to be able to do that, if I come to my hometown or, you know, where I was born and raised, I have to have internet in order for me to continue to do what I do. And also, you know, you have to have phone service and different things like that. In a lot of rural areas, they're behind on technology. And so I like the fact that he's putting a plan forth and he's talking to people to get that in place because, you know, everybody, when you're raised, you have a home, a family home that you're raised in. And a lot of people, because they have a thriving community or a thriving city, you can always go back to that home where those memories are. Well, if you don't have a thriving community, you have to move away. And you have to, you sometimes you can't even come back to remember those memories. And so, you know, in the home that you were raised in and different things like that, because the resources weren't available, jobs weren't available and different things like that. And so they're bringing companies back into the area so that people don't have to leave the area. They can stay here, they can raise their families, and they can provide for their families. Now, I want to say this too, is that one thing that the industry of marijuana will do now, some of the pay, even the pay is anywhere from like $40,000 to $50,000 I researched when you work for something like that because of the income that it generates. And so can you imagine being in a rural area and you're making anywhere from $30,000 to $40,000, $50,000? You can live pretty good. You can live pretty good. But then that'll take up the market value. So it works all kinds of ways, and it'll be beneficial in all kinds of ways. And let's see, what else did he want to, what else did he talk about? They talked about the term limits. I agree with term limits. Because, you know, especially if they're not doing anything. And I think that that's where your vote comes in, because if they're not doing anything, then your vote can get them out of office and get somebody in that is going to do something that's beneficial for the people and for society in general. And I like the fact that they talked about, that they're not just doing it because of their term. They're thinking about their children, their grandchildren, and different policies that's going to be able to continue on, you know, and the next administration that comes in, if they don't come in, that they'll have, you know, they don't have to rework a lot of things that don't work, you know, but that are putting in, they're wanting to put in stuff that's in place that's going to continue to work over generations. So I like that they were open-minded to different things like that. And so anyway, but they talked about term limits and stuff like that. And so, but it was a great meeting. I got to talk with the governor and a couple of other people. And so I enjoyed that, getting to know him and actually talking to him. Because, you know, you can see them on TV and, you know, and you can hear what the papers and, you know, and the media says. But to actually sit down and talk to a person, you really get to know a person and kind of feel a person out. And so I did enjoy that today. And so definitely remember these people when it comes to November. Jackson County Circuit Clerk, Barbara, she is running for circuit clerk. She's really, really sweet. I liked her. We laughed a lot today. And so definitely keep her in mind, Jackson County Circuit Clerk. Craig Christensen. Now, he is in Ball Knob. He is running for state representative. Man, he's cool as a freaking fan, okay? And you're going to hear more from him. I'm not going to say too much about him now, but you'll hear a little bit more from him. He's cool. Remember him. Barth Grayson, he's running for mayor. Ball Knob, cool also. Man, I made some friends, and so anyway, we're going to be meeting up and everything. This is how cool these people were when we became friends. We're going to be meeting up and doing some other stuff too. And so definitely remember him if you're in the Ball Knob area and you're checking in. And hey, for you all that want to help out, the Republicans that are running, met the state chairman of Arkansas. And it's a lot of people that are, oh, I didn't get the guy that is local. I didn't get his information either. But anyway, so this is the national committee because I didn't get the local information. So call the national office if you want to be a part of what's going on and be a part of the upcoming election, and you can go to website www.gop.com, or you can call 501-372-7301 and find out the information for the local chairperson for the Republican Party in your area. Okay, now I've got a few more minutes. Let me go into some news. Man, it's like WWE wrestling is about to go on at the White House. Yeah. You know, Trump and Omarosa, now they having some issues. Yeah. And she's got him mad. But you know what? I really want to spank Omarosa on her hand. You know, because for one, he gave you an opportunity. And I was always taught, never bite the hand that feeds you and don't burn bridges because you might have to cross back over them again. And he took her from a reality TV show and still and gave her an opportunity in the White House. And that's a great honor because I don't remember what she did before The Apprentice. And I'm trying to remember what she did. But that's just for me to say, Omarosa, never bite the hand that feeds you and don't burn bridges, okay? Because you may have to cross back over that bridge one day. Now, you're talking about the president of the United States, whether you like him or not. We've had presidents before. Whether we like them or not, they still the president. And so that may be a bridge that you have to cross back over, girlfriend. So remember that, okay? When that book ain't selling no more, remember you might have to cross back over that bridge. All right, because that's something that you're never going to live down. That's going to go into history. And if it's going to go into history, make sure it's good history. Okay? Make sure it's good history. And Aretha Franklin is not doing well, guys. She's not doing well health-wise. So everybody on social media is praying for her. Y'all keep the Queen of Soul in your prayer life. And I think that's about it. I've talked most of the night, ladies. Y'all have anything to say?
You did a great job, baby. You just got on. What song you going to play now? I'm good. Coochie, you good? Yes, I'm good. I mean, she's talking politics. So I'm going to talk politics and do her thing. Me too. But I'm going to rock and roll and jam to the music, girl. What you going to play now?
Well, I think that we're going to go out with some Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now, I like this one. It's got a lot of little cuss words in there, but you know what? I'm nice. You nice, sister?
Yes, I'm nice. I'm nice as pie. Okay.
Coochie, you nice?
Yes, darling. You can't help but to be nice when you love life.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm nice. Well, you know, sometimes you got to be careful when you're nice, right? Because, you know, sometimes they take you nice. And your kindness for weakness. And don't make you weak just because you're nice. And so I like this song. Because, you know, I listen to the lyrics. And when the lyrics talk to me, I just be like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And so anyway, this is Beyonce and Jay-Z with Nice. And guys, if nobody has told you that they love you today, we are saying that we love you.
We love you.
Yes, darling. We love you.
Okay. And laugh more. Love more. Motivate somebody. Hey, go to the website. If you're having relationship problems, if you need a kickstart and help, need somebody to motivate you and cause you to make that jump start in your life, hey, go to bytvlive.com. Okay? Sign up. Register, get some counseling, get some motivation. Hey, we're doing it big, all right? If you want to act, hey, it's something there for you too, okay? We're going to be doing webinars and all of that. So go to the website, subscribe so you can get an email when we're doing stuff. And you can stay in tune with what's happening. Hey, it's on up from now on, all right? And so we're going to be doing new things, different things. And, hey, I'm doing a little bit of everything, you know, because it says that your gift will make room. And like we played the first song, it's God's plan. So we're just going to let God do what he do best. And that's playing our lives because we are the star of our movie. All right. So we better play that role to the best because we get one life. And sometimes it's short. So it's Beyonce and Jay-Z with Nice. Cause I'm nice.
Yeah. I can do anything. Yeah. Hell no, hell no, hell no, hell no. I can do anything. Yeah. Hell no, hell no, hell no, hell no. I can do anything. Yeah. Hell no, hell no, hell no, hell no. I can do anything.
Subpoenas and your misdemeanors was too busy touring out all your arenas. My passport is tatted, it look like it's active. I play on these planes, y'all catch me in traffic. Y'all drag me in court for that shit. Y'all back was after all of these years of drug trafficking, huh? Time to remind me I'm black again, huh? All this talking back, I'm too arrogant, huh? What would you do? You knew you couldn't fail. I have no fear of anything, do everything well. I have no fear of jail, I was born in a trap. I have no fear of death, we all born to do that. It's just life, I'm just nice. Tonight I might raise my price. Great advice. Damn you, ho. Jesus Christ.
I can do anything.
From the light,
life, 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 life.
selling numbers with a pulling my net up on Spotify. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. I'm out. I ain't never seen a ceiling in my whole life. That's words to blue. Freestyling life. Blueprint by my jigger who never bribed. I'm so nuts. I'm everybody type. Do it like rebel.
Yeah.
Most of y'all just got pebbles.
Yeah.
I got the rocks and the feathers.
Yeah.
Ice lightning bolts from the heavens.
Yeah.
Y'all gon' have to watch us eat.
Stock them like the doomsday preppers. Anybody ever had an error?
Yeah.
When things could have been better.
Yeah.
Feeling like it was on a stretcher.
Yeah.
And all you remember was the heckler.
Yeah.
But the universe lifts that weight.